This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How anchoring shapes the entire negotiation process. The first number in a negotiation does more work than every argument that follows. In short, anchoring in negotiation is not just a tactic. It is the mechanism that sets the psychological boundaries of the entire conversation before a single argument is exchanged. The first number introduced acts as a gravitational pull on every offer that follows. Whoever sets the anchor shapes the range. The other side spends the negotiation adjusting from a position they did not choose. Understanding this gives you the ability to negotiate with deliberate control rather than reactive hope. Definition: anchoring in negotiation is the covative effect in which the first specific number introduced becomes the reference point against which all subsequent offers, counteroffers, and concessions are measured, exerting disproportionate influence over the final agreed outcome. Most people believe negotiations are won through argument. They prepare their case, sharpen their reasoning, and walk into the room ready to make the strongest possible case for what they want. What they do not realize is that the contest was often decided before the first word of argument was ever spoken. Anchoring in negotiation is the mechanism responsible for that. The first number placed on the table does not just start the conversation. It builds the walls the conversation will happen inside. I have watched skilled, intelligent people lose crowns not because their arguments were weak, but because they allowed someone else to set the opening figure and then spent the rest of the meeting trying to climb out of a hole they never saw being dug. This article is not about tricks. It is about understanding the pull that a number exerts on human thinking, why that pull is so hard to resist even when you know it is happening, and what it means for how you prepare and open every serious negotiation you face. What most people understand about anchoring, and what they miss. The surface understanding of anchoring is this: whoever makes the first offer tends to do better. That is true, and it is useful, but it only tells you what to do, not why it works, and that gap matters enormously in practice. The deeper truth is that the anchor does not just influence what number gets agreed. It restructures what feels reasonable to both parties. Once a number is in the room, all thinking becomes relative to it. A counter that would have felt generous before the anchor now feels like a concession. A position that was always fair now feels like a stretch. The anchor does not change the underlying facts of the deal. It changes the psychological frame through which both people experience those facts. Here is the part that surprises people. You cannot think your way out of this by reminding yourself that the anchor is arbitrary. I have been in that room. You know the number was thrown out strategically. You know it has no particular basis, and your thinking still bends toward it. The pull is not logical. It operates before logic gets involved. The mechanics of why a number exerts such pull. When a specific number enters a negotiation, the mind does something it cannot stop doing. It treats that number as a data point, not necessarily a reliable one, but a reference. From that moment, the process of forming your own position involves moving away from the anchor rather than arriving independently at a figure. That movement is called adjustment. And here is the critical point: adjustment almost always stops too soon. People move from the anchor until they reach a position they feel they can justify, and then they stop. They do not continue until they reach the position they would have named if no anchor had been set. The anchor has already done its work. This is why specificity in an anchor matters so much. A round number, say 50,000, signals estimation. It feels like a placeholder, something approximate that invites negotiation. A specific number, 47,200, signals that someone has done the work. The other party senses precision and treats the figure with more weight. They adjust less aggressively because the anchor feels more grounded. You can use this. A specific, well-framed opening number tells the other side a calculation happened, even if the number itself is ambitious. The framing around the anchor matters too. An anchor delivered with brief, calm reasoning plants the number more firmly than one offered with no context. You are not trying to justify the figure exhaustively. That would invite debate. You're giving the other person just enough to feel that dismissing it entirely would be unreasonable. That is the anchor's job, not to be accepted, but to be hard to fully escape. Three situations where the anchor decides the outcome before the negotiation truly begins. Consider a salary discussion. A candidate is asked what figure they have in mind. They hesitate, name something modest, and frame it apologetically. The manager anchors a response around that figure, and the negotiation proceeds within a range. that was set by the candidate's own low opening. Nothing dishonest happened. The anchor simply did its work. Had the candidate named a figure 15% higher with a CARM, prepared rationale, the final number would likely have landed higher as well, not because the argument changed, but because the reference point changed. Or take a commercial negotiation over a project fee. The supplier names a number first. It is high, but specific and briefly explained. The client counters, but the counter is shaped by the anchor. The final agreed figure sits closer to the supplier's opening than the client intended, because the whole negotiation was conducted in the supplier's frame. Now consider what happens when either side wants to go first. Both wait, testing the silence. This is actually one of the most instructive moments, because it reveals how much both parties understand about the power of anchoring. When intelligent negotiators hesitate to open, they are not being polite. They are trying to avoid being the one whose thinking gets constrained. Understanding this dynamic, rather than being made anxious by the silence, is itself a form of readiness. You might also find that tensions rise in these moments. Knowing how to de-escalate arguments during meetings keeps the room workable when both sides are pushing hard on position. Why skilled negotiators still get caught by other people's anchors? The frustrating reality is that awareness does not equal immunity. Knowing what anchoring is does not make you fully resistant to it. I have seen experienced negotiators get pulled toward an anchor they explicitly knew was manipulative because they had not prepared their own opening number with equal care. They walked in knowing the concept, but without a clear, confident figure of their own. When the other side anchored, there was nothing firm to resist with. Preparation is the actual counter to a bad anchor, not just awareness. The person who comes in with a well-considered opening position, a clear rationale for it, and the courage to name it first has done more to protect themselves than the person who has simply read about anchoring effects. There is a second reason people get caught. When someone anchors high or low in a way that feels insulting or unreasonable, the instinct is to react immediately with an emotional counter. That counter is almost always set too close to the anchor. By responding to the provocation directly, you have accepted the anchor as the starting point. A better move is to name it for what it is, step back from the figure explicitly, and introduce your own reference point. I want to set a different starting point here is not aggressive. It is clear. Using a tool like the CORE framework for staying grounded during a tense conversation can help you hold your composure when an aggressive anchor lands and you need a moment to reset the frame. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. What this means for how you actually prepare. The practical consequence of understanding anchoring deeply is that your preparation changes. You stop preparing only your arguments and start preparing your opening number with the same care you give your best evidence. Before a negotiation, ask yourself, what is the most ambitious number I can set that I can still defend with a straight face? Not the number you expect to land on. The number that, if the other side adjusted from it, would still leave you in excellent territory. That is your anchor. Prepare 2 or 3 sentences of calm rationale, not a lengthy defense. Then prepare to say it first, clearly, without apology. 3 practical things follow directly from this. Set your anchor before they set theirs. If the other side opens first with a figure that disadvantages you, resist the pull. Name it as an opening position rather than a fact. Then introduce your own number with equal confidence. What this requires, a prepared opening figure ready before you walk in, not formed in reaction to the room. Use specificity with intention. Round numbers signal guesswork. Specific numbers signal preparation. Choose a figure that feels like the result of a calculation, even when the conversation is exploratory. What this requires, arriving with a number you've actually thought through, not rounded for comfort. Anchor without aggression. The strongest anchors are not the loudest ones. A figure delivered with quiet confidence and a brief rationale holds better than one delivered as a demand. Think of how the neutral problem statement prevents escalation grounded and direct beats combative every time. What this requires, practicing your opening so it sounds settled, not strained. When 2 colleagues reach an impasse and neither side will move, it is often because they are both defending their anchor rather than finding a way to reframe the negotiation entirely. The deal method for diffusing tension between colleagues who refuse to cooperate can help with anchors, have calcified into positions, and no one is moving. For longer-term damage, where a negotiation has broken something between people, the bridge method for rebuilding working relationships addresses the repair. And if you're trying to make the case for change to someone who keeps dismissing your position, the value method for advocating with a dismissive manager offers a structured way through. These skills connect because the habits that make you effective in a negotiation are the same ones that keep relationships intact after it. Small daily communication habits build the underlying trust that makes strong opening positions land without damaging the working relationship. The ground shifts when you set the number first. Here is the truth of it. Anchoring in negotiation is not about manipulation. It is about understanding that the first number in any serious conversation creates a gravitational field, and that field shapes everything that follows. You do not have to be ruthless to use this well. You have to be prepared. The negotiator, who sets a clear, confident, well-framed anchor, has not ended the conversation. They've begun it on ground of their own choosing. Everything else, the arguments, the concessions, the final number, plays out from there. Walk into your next negotiation knowing what your anchor is. Say it first. Say it clearly. Then let it do the work that only the first number can do. Anchoring in negotiation is not a trick you apply once. It is a principle you carry into every room where something worth having is being decided. Frequently asked questions. What is anchoring in negotiation? Anchoring in negotiation is the effect of the first number introduced, which acts as a reference point that pulls every subsequent offer toward it. The side that sets the anchor shapes the range before any argument is made. This gives the anchor disproportionate influence over the final outcome. Why does the first number matter so much in a negotiation? The first number matters because our minds use it as a benchmark, even when we know it may be arbitrary. Every counteroffer, concession, and compromise is measured against that starting point. Moving away from the anchor feels like a loss, so the range stays close to where it began. How do you use anchoring in negotiation effectively? Set your anchor before the other side does. Make it specific rather than round, and frame it with brief, confident reasoning. A well-placed anchor shifts the entire bargaining range in your favour without a single argument. Preparation is what makes the difference between an anchor that holds and one that collapses. What happens if the other side anchors first? If the other side anchors first, do not immediately counter around that number. Name the anchor explicitly, dismiss it calmly, and introduce your own reference point. Responding directly to a poor anchor treats it as legitimate. Your goal is to replace it, not negotiate from it. Can anchor be too extreme to work? Yes. An anchor that is wildly disconnected from any reasonable value loses credibility and damages trust. It can cause the other party to disengage entirely. A strong anchor is ambitious, but defensible, sitting at the outer edge of what can be justified, not beyond what reason can reach. How does anchoring connect to tension in negotiations? Aggressive or surprise anchors frequently trigger defensive reactions that escalate into genuine conflict. Understanding how anchoring works helps you set opening positions that are strong without being provocative. For conversations that do become heated, knowing how to de-escalate arguments during meetings is a skill that works alongside anchoring. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.